Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. There are two subjects we want to speak about. Our main subject is going to be Donald Trump's reversal now on deporting the illegal aliens that are in the United States. We're going to be speaking about that. And we're also going to speak briefly about the fact that illegal aliens in Israel from Africa are now giving lectures to Israeli soldiers. They're brainwashing Israeli soldiers to support the invasion of Israel by illegal aliens from Africa. We're going to discuss that briefly after we speak about the main subject, which is Donald Trump. We have told you, ever since Donald Trump announced his candidacy in June of 2015 for the presidency, that this man is a liar, a fraud. And you've seen that he has reversed his position on every single issue. He can't be trusted on any issue. He was a left-wing Democrat his whole life. Can't be trusted. Now, we see that on Saturday, August 20th, 2016, Donald Trump has a meeting with a Hispanic group, with a group of Hispanics that he invites to his office. And at the meeting, he promises them that he's not going to deport the illegal aliens. He says 11 million illegal aliens. By the way, there aren't 11 million illegal aliens in this country. There are 20 million. But he uses the figure 11 million because he's trying to minimize the problem now, because he's joined the left now. And so he promised them he's not going to deport the 11 million illegal aliens, and was asking them, what solutions can we come up with in terms of finding employment for them and legalizing their status? What should we do? We've got to legalize them. We've got to give them amnesty and employment status. That's basically what he was saying in the meeting. Now, on Thursday, this coming Thursday, which is going to be 3.5 days after we're doing this program, he's going to be giving a speech on immigration where he's going to fudge, where you'll see him fudge what he plans to do. You'll see him try to have one foot in both camps. You'll see him, on the other hand, talk about being humane. And basically, it's obvious he's really backing off on what he promised, what was supposed to be the central tenet of his candidacy, that he was going to deport the illegal aliens. That was the main driving force behind his candidacy. That was the number one issue. And now on that issue, he's betraying all these suckers, all the idiots that supported him, all the Trump cult members that supported him. The fact is, even though he's going to fudge the issue on Thursday, he's going to pretend that he still, though, wants to enforce the border, and he's going to talk about other things, all lies, all lies. Everything he says is a lie. You can't believe anything he says. He never meant a word that he said. In fact, we've shown you videos with him speaking and saying that he's in favor of amnesty and that he's in favor of not deporting anybody. We've shown you videos of him saying this repeatedly throughout his lifetime. And we've shown you in past videos, we've shown you how he criticized Mitt Romney after the 2012 election. He said Mitt Romney should have been in favor of amnesty. If Mitt Romney had been in favor of amnesty, he would have gotten more Hispanic votes and he would have won the election. So he attacked Mitt Romney for not supporting amnesty in 2012. We also showed you how in 2013 he supported the Gang of Eight, he supported the amnesty bill that Marco Rubio and Schmuck Schumer and the other members of the Gang of Eight proposed. So he has always been a supporter of amnesty. He said you got to be humane, you got to be practical, you can't just throw people out of the country. You can't just do something like that. He said that on Fox News. And we've shown you video and we've shown you audio of that. But people refuse to accept what their own eyes and their own ears, what their own eyes see and what their own ears hear. They refuse to accept it because they want so badly to believe that their idol is not the pathological liar that he so obviously is. Now, the Trump people will say, you know, the Trump supporters, the idiots that support Trump, and they are idiots. The idiots that support Trump will say, well, at least he's different than the others. He tells it like it is. He is the worst liar I've ever seen in national politics. I've never seen anything like this. And I've seen Bill and Hillary Clinton, who are unbelievable pathological liars, corrupt, slimy scum. And Barack Hussein Obama, another pathological liar. Remember, you can keep your health care if you like it. You can keep your doctor if you like it. You remember all the lies that he told? So I've seen all the scum, and we've witnessed all the scum of the earth over the years. You know, read my lips, no new taxes. You remember George Bush? We've seen it all. But the worst liar, someone who literally changes his position sometimes 5 or 6 times a day, who has already broken all his campaign promises, because when you make a promise and then you take the opposite position later, that's already breaking your campaign promise. He hasn't even gotten elected. We haven't even gotten to Labor Day yet in the campaign, and he has already broken every single promise he ever made. This is his whole history. This is the guy who doesn't pay his bills. This is the guy who is in debt. The latest investigation shows he's in debt for at least $650 million personally, at least what they've been able to find. And of course, most of his debt is covered up. But what they've been able to find, at least $650 million in debt personally. And who's he in debt to? Russia, China, and Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs! He attacked Ted Cruz for taking out a loan from Goldman Sachs. When Ted Cruz ran for the Senate, he took out a loan from Goldman Sachs, which would be pocket change compared to what Trump has done with Goldman Sachs. What Trump has done with Goldman Sachs, this is a joke what Ted Cruz did. Ted Cruz and his wife took out a loan from Goldman Sachs so that he could run for the Senate. And Trump made that the big issue, that Ted Cruz works with Goldman Sachs. Anyone who works with Goldman Sachs is no good. Meanwhile, Trump is in hock, is in debt to Goldman Sachs for hundreds of millions of dollars. Trump just hired as his new campaign chairman Stephen Bannon, who worked for Goldman Sachs for years. For years worked with Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is a terrible company. It's a disgusting company. It's a terrible company. But Trump is involved up to his neck with them, and in debt up to his neck with them. And he was condemning Ted Cruz. What a hypocrite! What a fraud! What a two-faced, lying hypocrite! What a disgusting, nasty, evil human being. I shouldn't even call him a human being. I don't want to insult human beings. Just the lowest. I mean, Donald Trump is the lowest. He said all these terrible things about Ted Cruz, taking out a small loan from Goldman Sachs, a relatively small loan from Goldman Sachs, so he could run for the Senate. For us, it wouldn't be small, but running for the Senate in terms of political loans, it wasn't a large amount, certainly not compared to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has hundreds of millions of dollars of dealings with Goldman Sachs, because Donald Trump mishandled all the money. His rich daddy left him $200 million in the will. If he had just left the $200 million he inherited from his rich daddy, if he had just left that with an average money broker, an average money manager, had put it into a portfolio of typical stocks and bonds and other things, and diverse portfolio, he really would have been worth $10 billion by today's standards, because you would have been worth billions. He would have made billions. But instead, he invested it in casinos that went bankrupt, in ventures that went bankrupt. Almost every company he created went bankrupt. Trump Vodka, Trump Airlines, Trump Magazine. The headline in Trump Magazine right before the terrible crash of the housing market, the worst economic crash since the Great Depression in the 1930s, right before that horrific crash, the headline in the Trump Magazine was, "Bubble? What bubble? In other words, everything's good. Go buy, buy, buy." And that's what Trump Real Estate also did. He had Trump Real Estate. He had Trump University. He told people to invest. Everybody who followed his advice lost everything. Lost everything. He didn't. He also, four times, he also went bankrupt. But what he would do is he would go bankrupt, declare bankruptcy, and then screw everybody who worked for him. Every contractor, every electrician, every plumber, every waiter, every house cleaner. In other words, the simple people who worked for him, would not get their salaries because he would declare bankruptcy. So they would work. They would lose a year, 2 years, 3 years, sometimes several years of salary they were losing. That he owed them. He owed them money for years of work that they had done for him. They worked on various projects, on things that he was building. And he just cut them off with a bankruptcy declaration. And you know, the at least $650 million in personal debt, the investigation found that Trump-related companies have at least another $2 billion in debt as well. At least another $2 billion. So he's in debt up to his neck. Of course he doesn't want to release his tax returns. And his new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, she was calling upon him to release his tax returns. Everybody said that he should release his tax returns. He himself promised. By the way, it's another broken campaign promise. He promised that if he runs for president, he's going to release his tax returns. He's broken that promise. He broke every promise. So now he's breaking his promise on the illegal aliens. He promises he's not going to deport them. He promises he's going to find ways to give them amnesty. He promises he wants to find ways to employ them. His original promise was to deport them temporarily and then push back amnesty and then allow them back into the country, which the idiots who support him thought was a great idea, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. So even his original promise was terrible. But now he's saying, forget about that. We're not even going to temporarily deport them and then bring them back. We're not going to do that. We just can't do that. We just can't do it. And he told the Hispanics at this meeting, again, this was on Saturday, August 20th, he met with this group in his office, and he told them, no deportations. We're going to give them amnesty. We're going to find jobs. And he was asking them, how do we find solutions for these people to make this thing work? In other words, you're going to get amnesty under a Trump administration, maybe even faster than you will under a Clinton administration. You know why? You know why? And Hillary Clinton also wants to give amnesty. There's no question about it. She's also a beast. We don't support Hillary Clinton by any means. But with Hillary Clinton, at least the Republicans in the Congress are going to be against her, and at least conservatives are going to attack her, and Republicans are going to attack her, and she's going to come under fire from her own party. With Trump, he's going to pull the rug from under us so that Republicans won't attack him because he's the head of the Republican Party and a Republican president. And the Democrats certainly won't attack him on the amnesty issue because they agree with amnesty. So he'll have very little resistance. Just a few principled people like Senator Ted Cruz will oppose him on this. And Senator Ted Cruz was principled on this issue. And he really would have dealt with this issue effectively. He was the one guy who would have. But you idiots, you nominated the biggest fraud in the country. You nominated someone who lies more than Hillary Clinton. You know how hard it is to lie more than Hillary Clinton? She can't compete with him when it comes to lying. He tells more lies in one day than she tells in a month. Trump can't be bought. That was another thing they always said about him. All you idiots that supported him. Trump can't be bought. He can't be bought? He is bought! He's at least $650 million in debt to Russia. Why do you think he supports Vladimir Putin, the anti-American Russian dictator, who's responsible for the murder of American soldiers, who supports and sponsors terrorism, who's backing Iran and helping Iran build nuclear bombs? Why do you think Trump is a puppet of Putin? Because he's in debt to Putin and the Russian oligarchs. He can't be bought. He was bought a long time ago. You know what the ultimate punishment will be for the Trump people? What the ultimate punishment would be? If Trump were actually elected, that would be the ultimate punishment, because then you'd really get to see what a disaster he is. Oh, if he were elected, he would be a catastrophe, a terrible, the worst president, the worst, if the country even survived, because he says we should use nuclear weapons. He wants to use nuclear weapons. We've shown you video of him saying, yes, even nuclear weapons we should use in war. I love war. Yes, even nuclear weapons, even with nuclear weapons. We've shown you the video. We've shown you him making these crazy statements. The man is insane. And if the country could even survive, that would be the ultimate punishment for you idiots who support Trump. Then you'd really learn your lesson. The only problem is we can't afford for the country to go downhill and the whole world to face this terrible danger just so that you can learn your lesson. That's the problem. We were right from the start. Jews for Cruz. We were Jews for Cruz. We were right from the start. What a terrible move this was to nominate someone like Donald Trump when we could have had someone like Ted Cruz. How terrible. Now we have nobody to support. We have nobody to support. We have nobody to support. Evan McMullen, this new guy who's running, the Mormon candidate from Utah, he takes the same position as Trump on abortion. He says it's the law of the land. Can't overturn Roe v. Wade. It's the law of the land. The law of the land. He takes the same position on same-sex marriages, this guy McMullen. He calls himself a conservative candidate, but he takes the same position as Trump. Trump also says, the law of the land, nothing we can do. Have to accept it. We're going to have same-sex marriages. We have to accept. Not only that, Trump goes a little bit further. Trump says he's going to be more for the homosexuals or the LGBTQTSTXYZ community, whatever they're called. He's going to be more for them, he said in his speech at the convention. So he's going to fight for them harder than Hillary Clinton. He's going to do more for them than Hillary Clinton. And by the way, all of the leading websites that support Trump, Gateway Pundit, the head of that website openly came out and said that he's a homosexual. He's openly come out and said that he's a homosexual. He says he came out of the closet. And in Breitbart, this guy Milos, whatever his name is, an effeminate, open homosexual. They even have gay sections on the Trump websites. You know, if that doesn't bother you, if you think that that's conservative, then support Trump, because that's what you're going to get. He's going to fight, he said he's going to fight harder for them than Hillary would. And I believe him. And you're going to wind up getting amnesty for illegal aliens under Trump. You may wind up getting it, it's possible, you may wind up getting it under him faster than under Hillary, because he'll get much less resistance because he's a Republican doing it. He's so-called, of course he's not a real Republican, but he's a so-called Republican doing it. So you'd get it even faster under him because there'd be less resistance to him than you'd have under Hillary. Either way, we're in a lot of trouble. I don't want you to think that if Hillary gets elected that this is going to be a picnic. One of them is going to be elected, that's true. And either way, we're in a lot of trouble. We're not supporting either one. We're not going to support either one. And yes, not supporting them is also making a statement. We don't want them to have a mandate. We don't want them to have a lot of votes so they can come into office and say, I have a mandate to do X, Y, and Z. We don't want them to have a mandate. The fewer votes they get, the better. That's the situation in America. You Trump suckers are gonna get one blow after another from this guy. He's gonna betray you on every single issue. Just like he betrayed all his wives, just like he betrayed all his business partners, just like he betrayed all the people who ever worked for him, just like he's betrayed you already. He's already broken all of his campaign promises already by switching positions 5 or 6 times in a campaign. He's already broke. When he says, I promise to do this and I promise to stand for this and stand firm on this, and then the next day takes a different position, that's already breaking your campaign promise. That's it. When you promise to take a certain stand and stick by it, and then the next day you take the opposite position, which is what he's done on every major issue, that's already breaking your campaign promise. And he's already done that on every issue. He promised the New York Nazi Times in January of 2016. In January of this year, he didn't want to release the tape. He didn't want to release the recording of it, but he promised them. He said he made it off the record so that people wouldn't see it, but he promised them that he was going to do it. He said he wasn't going to build a wall, and he was in favor of amnesty, and he wasn't going to deport anybody. He told that to the New York Nazi Times when Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and others said in the debate, why don't you release, if you didn't say that, why don't you release the audio? Because we know that that's what you said. I mean, people know that that's what he said. It was leaked out of the meeting that that's what he said. So they said, release the audio. He refused to release the audio. Just like he refuses to release his tax returns that'll show that he's not really a billionaire and that he's in debt up to his neck. And that he's in debt to Russia and China and communist China and to Goldman Sachs and all the people that he's been attacking. He's in debt to all of these people. And then he says he can't be bought. He is bought and paid for. That's Donald Trump. We were right. We told you we were right. And you're going to see. You're going to see. And we're all going to pay a terrible price. God have mercy on us. God help us. We're going to pay a terrible price because of your stupidity. Because of your stupidity, we're all going to pay a terrible price for this. This is going to be a disaster. And I dread I really dread seeing what's coming next, because it really is not going to be good. This is not going to be a pretty picture, what's coming either from Trump or from Clinton, whoever wins. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be terrible. And I really don't look forward to seeing it, but we've got to face reality. We've got to fight back. And JTF will fight against the betrayals of a Trump presidency or the betrayals of a Clinton presidency. Either one that wins, we're going to be the loyal opposition fighting against them. The second subject I want to speak to you about briefly are the African illegal aliens in Israel. Israel is also run by people who have betrayed the people of Israel, traitors who have betrayed the people of Israel. And the Israeli army, all the generals in Israel are leftists. And they're doing everything they can to brainwash Israeli soldiers. We did it. We've put a post showing how they get Israeli soldiers, for instance, to babysit for the children of illegal aliens, to make it easier for illegal aliens in Israel to work so that they can stay, have an income, and bring in more illegal aliens from Africa. 70% of the population of South Tel Aviv, the biggest city in Israel, are now illegal aliens from Africa and third world countries. 70% of the population, they're taking over Israel. They're invading Israel together with the Arab Muslims in Israel. There are millions of Arab Muslims in Israel, but that's not enough in the eyes of the self-hating Jewish traitors that run Israel. They also have to allow third world illegal aliens to come flooding in. And now they have African illegal aliens giving lectures to Israeli soldiers to brainwash the Israeli soldiers about how good it is to have illegal aliens and how we should all support allowing the African illegal aliens to flood into Israel and take over Israel. When will the insanity end in America and Israel and everywhere? When will there be voices of common sense and logic and reason? Righteousness and justice. When will we see righteousness and justice? Only when you have uncompromising people who stand for the truth, and that's what JTF stands for. If you agree the time has come to wake up the people of America and Israel, if you agree the time has come to tell the truth and reach as many people with the message of truth as possible, then you're in the right place. Help us. Every check, every money order, every cash donation sent to our post office box does make a difference. It enables us to reach more people. It enables us to bring the truth to more people, especially in Israel, where the truth is so badly needed. You can donate by sending a check or money order or cash donation to our post office box, or if for convenience sake you want to do it with your credit card online, you can just go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page. Our Hebrew main page is hayamin.org. Hayamin.org, and on top there's a donate button in English. You click on the donate button and you can very conveniently make a donation. Or And by the way, in addition to that, of course, we need you to be active on our English main page, jtf.org, on our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, if you speak Hebrew, on our Hebrew main page as well. We need you to be active. We need you to promote our videos in English and in Hebrew. We need your help. And most of all, we need your prayers. Let's fight together as a team, because there's still a God ruling this world. And we just have to wake up and do what's right. And fight for what's right. That's our job. That's our duty. Help us. Join with us. Let's fight together. And let's work to make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.